This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Wednesday, August the 7th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today. The arrival of Zolgensma marks a game-changing period in spinal muscular atrophy treatment and underscores the importance of newborn screening, say neurologists and researchers who aided in the development of this gene therapy. This treatment will potentially change the whole landscape of SMA as we know it, said Vincent Carson, MD, a pediatric neurologist with the Clinic for Special Children in Pennsylvania. He said this during an interview with SMA News Today. This is a revolutionary medicine. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves Zolgensma as an intravenous infusion to treat newborns through toddlers up to 2 years old, regardless of SMA type. This label is broader than the one AveXis initially requested, which would have covered infants up to 9 months old with SMA type 1, the most severe and common form of the disease. Arthur Burgess, PhD, a researcher at the Ohio State University College of Medicine and professor of biological chemistry and pharmacology, was slightly surprised that it went right away up to 2, because the best effects are obviously early on in the disease. Still, he thought, it was the right decision. Burgess developed a mouse model that was crucial to early testing that made an SMA gene therapy possible, and later, a pig model. Jerry Mendell, MD, a neurologist and clinical translational researcher at Nationwide Children's Hospital and the Ohio State University School of Medicine, who has been a principal investigator for Zolgensma since its first clinical test opened in 2014, largely agreed, saying that full efficacy in toddlers, like with type 2 SMA, isn't fully known because trials in older children are now underway. In our clinical trials, patients were only admitted if they had disease onset before 6 months of age, so I think we're looking at a new picture, Mendell said. Still, Zolgensma is a great advancement, really a life-saving treatment that can start at birth. I'm pretty confident that the treatment, even for type 2 by systemic intravenous delivery, will be helpful, but I don't think one can truly say right now. With Zolgensma, marketed by Novartis, which acquired AveXis in 2018, this severe disease now has two disease-modifying treatments. The other is Spinraza, also known as nusinersen, by Biogen, an intrathecal spinal cord infusion therapy given in 3 doses annually after an initial loading dose. It was approved in December 2016. To have 2 breakthroughs of this magnitude in such a short window of time puts us at the major advantage in the clinic, said John Brancima, MD, a pediatric neurologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. A few years ago, we would be discussing losses, and now we're talking about gains and improvements and new things that people are able to do. It's been a total pivot, a game changer, he added, at the arrival of both Zolgensma and Spinraza, an experience that, in most people's careers, would only come along if they were lucky, one time. I'm so happy that this treatment, that Zolgensma, is effective in a devastating neurological condition like SMA, Carson said, adding that published results from its earliest clinical study, the pivotal phase 1 trial in type 1 SMA babies, was incredibly promising. That trial, like those in Spinraza before it, showed muscle gains that allowed children to sit, swallow, and breathe in ways that defied SMA's natural history. And it did so in a single treatment. Zolgensma uses a genetically engineered virus known as an AAV9 to deliver a functional copy of the SMN1 gene to motor neurons, specialized nerve cells that control muscle contraction. Defects in this gene severely affect production of the SMN protein that's crucial to muscle health, causing symptoms like muscle atrophy. A single dose of Zolgensma has been and continues to be given to all patients in its many clinical studies, with durable effectiveness now approaching 5 years. Whether that effectiveness will last a lifetime is still a question waiting to be answered, these experts said. 5 years is not enough for scientific certainty. I have reasonable confidence that it will last, Burgess said, because none of the patients after 4 or 5 years are showing any kind of drop-off in effects. Still, START, the long-term extension study that's following these pivotal trials children for safety and efficacy, runs through 2033. It's a 20-year or more experiment, he added, and 5 years is not 20 years. One key factor in its likely durability, these scientists said, is that motor neurons do not replicate, do not divide into new cells, and, as a result, favor sustained SMN production once the newly delivered gene is expressed and begins to produce that protein. More than tissue or other cells, I think that the critical cell in SMA is the motor neuron, Burgess said. Data now out, 4.5 years, is looking pretty good, Mendel said. We can get long-term gene expression, or SMN protein production, and we don't know of anything that's shutting that down. Repeat treatment with Zolgensma is also a research question for which there is a lot more work ahead regarding feasibility, Brancema said, both in terms of safety, because of possible antibodies in reaction to the virus used, and continued effectiveness, due to treatment efficacy dropping in the presence of antibodies. This is why we test antibodies titers before we deliver the gene transfer therapy, he added, and in the context of motor neuron disease, such as SMA, repeat doses may not be necessary. Mendel concluded his comments with the following statement, quote, I have very strong feelings about the efficacy and the safety of viral gene delivery using this construct, and the viral delivery systemically at these high doses. So yes, in patients who want to have this treatment, we're very receptive to making that available. End quote. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
Hey everyone! As I mentioned last week, for SMA Awareness Month this year, SMA News Today is doing an initiative called 31 Days of SMA. Throughout this month, we're featuring stories from people all over the SMA community. We have people with SMA, parents and caregivers, physical therapists, and many more people contributing to this project. This is an opportunity for people to share their stories about how SMA affects their lives. Today, I'll be reading an excerpt from today's post by Melissa Milanovich, titled, Being a Parent Who Has SMA. Being a single parent with SMA is probably the toughest job I've ever had, but not for the reasons you think. You see, being a parent, let alone a single parent, comes with its own struggles and challenges, but when you add having a disability like SMA into the mix, there is a whole new level of struggles and challenges that appear, which mostly come from societal judgments. From almost the time of my daughter's birth, I've had to deal with people either judging the fact that I brought a child into this world or staring unbelievingly at me when I mention that I'm a mother. Unfortunately, we live in a society which views people with disabilities as second-class citizens who can't possibly have a normal life experience. The funny thing is, I would be raising my daughter the exact same way that I am today, even if I did not have SMA. She would still be raised to be an independent child with rules and responsibilities. My disability has nothing to do with the way I'm raising her. To read more of Melissa's story, be sure to follow our Instagram page and our main website for all the latest updates on 31 Days of SMA. I'll also be sharing another story with you later this week. Thanks for listening, and have a great week. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.